Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all. Good morning. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Wednesday, May the 25th. It's amazing how this month is almost gone. And we're in the middle of a wonderful study on a text found in a prophetic book, the prophetic book of Hosea, Hosea chapter 7, verse 8. And it reads, Ephraim, he have mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Let us pray. Dear God, dear Heavenly Father, what a privilege to be invited to your table, to partake of the manna that satisfies the inner man, the soul. We thank you, Lord, for this daily manna which comes down from heaven, this manna which feeds us, strengthens us, edifies us, and gives us the desire to serve you with all of our hearts. Speak today, Lord. Talk to us. Minister to us. Reprove us if you have to. Rebuke us if you must. Get us back on the right path if need be. If we've swerved off, if we've gone and taken a detour, bring us back to the fold. You are the great shepherd. With your tender hand, you bring us back. Love on us, O God. We need your loving every day because no one can love us the way you do. Love on your people, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Who is Ephraim in the text? Well, this name Ephraim first was given to a person. Over the decades, this person became a clan. Then that clan grew into a tribe. Then that tribe grew into a nation, the nation of Israel. And the tribe of Ephraim made up one of the 12 tribes of Israel. But because it was a large tribe, a numerous tribe, the prophets used the name Ephraim to speak of God's people as a whole. And that's where we are in the text. This is where we are in the text. So turn to your outline for Wednesday, May 25th. And it says, Ephraim, he hath mixed himself. Now, When did God separate Ephraim from Egypt? When did that happen? Well, that happened in Exodus 12. And I went into a wonderful study Bible. It's called the Rees Chronological Bible. It was compiled by a gentleman by the name of Edward Rees. And I went to Exodus 12, and the date of the Exodus, the original Exodus out of Egypt, was April in the year 1462 B.C. This is when God untangled. Remember, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, were in Egypt. They were in bondage. And it was on this date, in the month of April, 1462 B.C., that they experienced the Exodus, when all those 3 million people or so came out under the leadership of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. So now, when Hosea prophesies in chapter 7, verse 8, the year is 723 B.C., which means that it took approximately 700 years, give or take, a little over 700, for Ephraim to mix himself. Now remember, Ephraim was supposed to be God's covenant people, separated from the world, in the world, coexisting in the world like the church. We're supposed to coexist in the world. Jesus didn't take us out of the world. No, he left us in the world, that in the world we might be salt of the earth, and in the world we might be a light in the midst of darkness. He left us in the world that we might serve the world, that we might be a beacon pointing to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Ephraim was supposed to do the same. Ephraim is representative of the ancient church, the Old Testament church. But only 700 centuries later, seven centuries later, Ephraim had mixed himself. The Hebrew verb balas, if you transliterate the Hebrew letters into English, into the English alphabet, it's B-A-L-A-L, balas. This verb means to mix. That's why the English translators have placed it. Ephraim has mixed himself. But it means more than to mix. It means to mingle, to tangle, to lose yourself. You know, when you get tangled in something, you get wrapped up. You get entangled with the wrong crowd. You lose your identity and you become what the crowd is. So to mix is to mingle, to tangle, to get tangled up in something you're not supposed to be tangled up in. It also means to confuse. Why? Listen, let me give you an example. If you discovered that there is a barbershop down the street, and the barbershop is owned by members of the mafia, and if you were to find out that me, your pastor, if I'm there in the barbershop, not going for a haircut, but hanging out the members of the mob, you would be what? Confused. You would be perplexed. You would say, wait a minute. Pastor's a man of God. What is he doing hanging out with people who are members of the mafia? Unless he's witnessing, but I'm not witnessing. I'm there playing cards. I'm there hanging out, drinking, you know, what they're drinking, perhaps smoking what they're smoking. You would say, wait a minute, we're confused. See, that's what it means to get mixed up with the wrong people. You take on their practices. You take on their habits. You take on their modus operandi. You become them. And God is saying here through the mouth of the prophet, Ephraim is no longer my people. They're mixed up with the wrong crowd, and they're mixed up in their mind. My people are, again, to mix is to combine. You combine. Put together, to jumble. Another word for mixing is to jumble. J-U-M-B-L-E, to jumble. It means to fuse. It means to incorporate. It means to meld together, to marry, to coalesce. That's what it means. Again, let me repeat. To mix is to combine, to put together, to jumble, to fuse, to incorporate, to meld, to marry. You know, when you marry someone, the two people become fused. That's what happens. You take her money and his money, and now her money, which was in a separate bank account, and his money, which was in a separate bank account, now it gets put into one, melded together. They're fused together. There's a coalescing that happens. That's what happens. So God is saying Ephraim has gotten mixed up with the wrong crowd, has lost his identity, has lost his mind, is mixed up, doesn't realize his beginnings, doesn't understand his origins. How, remember yesterday we talked about how this Ephraim was the son of an Egyptian woman and a Hebrew man, how this Hebrew man, Joseph, served the one true living God, and how Ephraim's mother was a devoted worshiper of the Egyptian goddess Neph, for whom she was named. There was an amalgamation there, right? I mean, think about it. When Joseph, the purpose for Pharaoh giving Joseph this Egyptian woman in marriage was to amalgamate Joseph, to get Joseph mixed in Egyptian culture so that he would never turn on the Egyptians. So the purpose for Pharaoh was to fuse Joseph in mind and soul and spirit, which never happened, by the way. Joseph maintained his doctrinal purity. Of course, he married the Egyptian woman. There's nothing wrong with you marrying someone of a different ethnicity. And notice I didn't use the word race, because there's only one race. There are no races. There is no Hispanic race or black race or white race or yellow race or red race. No, there's one race, the human race, but there's different ethnicities. So notice, my brothers and sisters, here you have it. Here you have it. Joseph, who was supposed to be a spiritual light in the midst of darkness, who was supposed to be spiritual salt to prevent the world from what? From decay, has now mixed himself up with the world and has lost his identity. Joseph, instead of being light, is now darkness. And Joseph, Ephraim, instead of being salt, is now what? He's rot. He's become rot. He's rotten now. He was supposed to prevent rotting, but now he himself is rotted. Why? Because he's mixed. He's mixed. It's not the mixing of blood. It's not the mixing of ethnicities that God is against. It's the mixing of religions, the mixing of ideologies. This is why, my brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as Christian yoga. Yoga is of the devil. How can you mix Christ and the devil? But notice in our churches, Ephraim has mixed himself. Now we have churches that now allow women and men to come in and roll out the little mats, and they have Christian yoga. There's no such thing as Christian yoga. Just because you put Christian on something doesn't Christianize it. It doesn't redeem it. We don't need to get mixed up with New Age teaching. This is why that series, The Chosen, put out by Dallas Jenkins, I abhor that series. That series is a complete abomination. Because Dallas Jenkins, the so-called creator of The Chosen, will tell you he's an evangelical, but he's running around with pagan Catholics, and he's running around with apostate Mormons, claiming to be presenting to us the authentic Jesus. It's a lie. Ephraim, or Dallas Jenkins, has mixed himself. He has gone to the cults, joined forces with the cults to produce a cultic Jesus, a blending, if you will, a mixture of Jesus, which is not Jesus. See? My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Ephraim, the church, Christendom, have mixed himself. The whole church, universal, has mixed itself. The church has lost its identity. There's just a remnant. There's just a few pocket churches here and there who have not mixed themselves. And as a result, Ephraim is ineffective. What would have kept Ephraim highly effective was separation. Separation keeps us. If we remain a holy people, we shall be effective. The moment we become a common people, we are ineffective. Ineffective. So, look around you. Look at the church today, my brothers and sisters. If Ephraim represents the church, we must conclude Ephraim have mixed himself. He has gone into the world. He has embraced the world, the ideologies of the world, incorporated them, so much so that Ephraim no longer is Ephraim. Ephraim is confused. Ephraim is highly confused. Ephraim is all tangled up. It's a ball of confusion. The church today is a ball of confusion. You look at the worship of many churches, many so-called churches. Look at their worship. It looks like a rock concert. They have the flashing lights. They have the smoke machines. They have the, it's amazing. You thought you went to a hard rock concert. That's not worship. That's Ephraim mixing himself with the world, adopting the music and the style of music and the style of performance from the world. God doesn't receive that worship. That's an abomination. It's an abomination. God wants nothing to do with that worship. He doesn't receive that worship. So let's leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow because we want to see who has Ephraim mixed himself with. What does Scripture say? We'll leave it there. Love you much. By the way, did we not have a blessed prayer meeting yesterday? Amen. What a blessed prayer meeting. Despite the fact that our hearts were heavy, our hearts are still heavy. Let's continue to pray for the families, for the moms and the dads who lost beautiful children. Beautiful children. Cut down. 18, I saw this morning, was the number. Last night it was 14. When I got up this morning, it was up to 18. God have mercy. Where's the church? Well, I'll tell you where the church is. The church has mixed herself. Is there anyone in the church standing up today and giving the world an answer for this crime? No. Why? The church, Ephraim, has mixed herself. We'll leave it there. God bless you.